I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Plan to get you on today's show. Very excited about today's show. And we put out the Twitter poll at afternoon 923 FAN. And of course, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Where do you see the Browns in December? Competing for the playoffs, in position for the number one pick, or middle of the pack? And the reason why we put this out there is in the pre-show, you guys called back to an Albert clip from Tuesday where he had a rather rosy thought for what he thinks is realistic for the Browns in December this year.
To me, like a realistic area to be in is competing for the playoffs in December. They were an 11-win team 2 years ago. Now, you know, we'll see what happens with the other teams in their division. But I think if Aaron Rodgers is there, if the Bengals are locked in the way I think a lot of people, myself included, expect them to be locked in, then it's going to be a tough division to compete in. You know, I think based on like the makeup of, you know, the gutsier roster where, you've continued to be in on, again, like Garrett, Ward, Antonio, and some of the older offensive linemen that you have on top of that. Like, I still think, like, if that's where you're at in your building process, then you should expect to have a team that's contending for the playoffs that looks attractive for some sort of quarterback, whether that's one you already have or somebody you'd be pursuing in 2026.
So when you hear Albert say that it's realistic, part of the Browns' realistic goal is to be in the playoff picture in December, what do you hear?
Oh, I think that's a very lofty goal. I feel like that's more sunshine and rainbows than anything anyone's dreaming up over here. Is that realistic? A playoff opportunity for the Browns? I don't see how that's realistic, Nick. Like, the only way you could think of that is if you just believed in one of these rookie quarterbacks or you believed in a reclamation project with Kenny Pickett. Like, how do you get to the playoffs if you're the Browns with this team? There's a couple ways, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, rookie quarterback just goes off. Shador Sanders is just Jaden Daniels, and that's just the reality of it. There we go. What's the other way? If they have the defense they had 2 years ago, where it was number two defense in the entire NFL, and then let's say Judkins is just awesome. Like, that's on the table.
And then Joe throws just enough touchdowns?
Yeah.
And just enough not interceptions?
Well, so the problem there with that, yeah, so it'd have to be Joe Flacco, and I would think Joe then would be the quarterback for 17 games, and yep. He would show you enough within the Joe Flacco experience to go ahead and convince yourselves that, okay, we had something here. And then do you sniff the playoffs that way? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I mean, I think those are the two most likely things. Rookie surprises the entire league. I could probably be Shador, but rookie surprises the entire league.
Oh, stupid me. I didn't even throw Dylan in the mix.
Yeah, I don't think you should. the word out there is the word out there, but I'm sure he's got a chance. You get a little buckaroo, but likely Shador, and Shador lives up to what a lot of people thought you thought in the pre-draft, and he looks like a really good starting quarterback, and you ride that to a playoff spot, right? Or it's Joe Flacco, and Joe Flacco just has a resurgence like he did at the end of 2023. To me, the reason why we ask this is I do think that there's a fair amount of people that expect the Browns to be middle of the pack. So not upper echelon, and not down in the gutter there. But upper echelon, sorry, middle of the pack is adjacent to the playoff conversation.
Yeah, so like in the hunt is what you're saying?
Yeah, so like if you have six wins, five or six wins going into December, well, if there's a nine-win team, team that eventually wins nine games to make the playoffs, they're probably going to start December with about five or six wins. Mm-hmm. So like I can understand how if that's where you expect them to be, that a good December could catapult you into the last spot in the AFC. But I think when I heard Albert say this, I think it tells you what the Browns, I think the Browns have done a really good job at selling this season to the national media. And I think what this tells you is, I think that Albert still believes in Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. He still believes yep. in their vision, which is, hey, these are a lot of the guys we won with in 2023. They're a few of the guys we won in 2020. And remember last year? Remember how bad Deshaun was? Nobody in the national media will ever stump for Deshaun or think positive things about Deshaun. That's been proven 10 times over 10.
And Nick, there are enough people that'll just go right back to that. It's like Deshaun yes. had you sunk from the very beginning of the season, and just any quarterback play is going to be better than that.
And listen, you and I both watched Jameis then fall completely apart in that. But again, even then,
with the national media, though, what did they see? They saw the win against the Steelers in the Snow Globe game, and then they watched that game against the Broncos where Jerry Jeudy had 220 receiving yards, and it seemed like the offense was great.
And specific to that, Jameis fell apart, but that wasn't the system. That wasn't the Stefanski system. So the Browns, I think, have been pitching to anyone who will listen, and I think intelligently so. I always believe in minimizing expectations when you're not sure what you're going to get, but I understand if you're the Browns and you're trying to say, hey, no dysfunction here, right? You're trying to sell all as well externally to anyone who will listen. We still have the same offensive line we've had for the last couple of years. The defense was the number two defense in football 2 years ago, right? And by the way, Joe Flacco's here. That's a steady veteran hand at the quarterback position. And don't forget, Kevin Stefanski gets the most out of quarterbacks. Look what he did with Jacoby. Look at what he did with every other quarterback named Deshaun Watson.
Nick, one thing I hammer the Steelers for year in, year out is that they're never a serious team come playoff time, but they still get to the playoffs every year. And how do they do it? They do it off the run game, and they do it off a solid defense. One of the top five defenses in the NFL, year in, year out, mixed with a good run game. And that's really the recipe the Browns are trying to win with.
And so Albert is super plugged in. And so I'm not here to tell you, by the way, like I think Albert talks to everybody. I don't think it's just people in Cleveland who believe this. I think there are people around the NFL, within NFL offices who use this same logic of, well, 2 years ago, .. Well, Kevin Stefanski's .. And so I really do think it's an interesting case study that while I think a lot of Clevelanders are leaning one sort of way with either Berry or Stefanski, maybe you favor Stefanski, think Berry's a problem. Strike that in reverse. Maybe you don't like either one of them. I think this shows that the Stefanski Berry stock outside of Cleveland is maybe higher than we expected it to
be. Well, and for a lot of the people that do this, they like to look at certain things into whether or not it'll change for the following season. And the Browns checked a lot of those boxes last year in the bad luck category. What I mean by that is a defense that was number two in the entire NFL that then went to 25th. What I mean by that is having the second most amount of injuries and missed games due to injuries out of any team in the NFL. Some of those, and again, throw in Deshaun Watson if you want as well. Some of those things that you can point to. Those are three major things where if I was trying to come up with reasons why the Browns would have a shot of being a much better team this year, I'd point to those three and I'd be like, listen, any team that has those type of problems the following year, if they fix those, you're going to be in a much better spot.
And so I think like, and this is not to dispute what Albert says, but just like we're on the ground level. And honestly, that can mean maybe we're too close to this. I think what you're hearing from Albert, and it's not just Albert, there are people in town that feel this way, is, well, it's not that bad because a lot of things that people do not like, right? We don't blame injuries, but it's a part of it. People don't like Deshaun, and it's an easy thing to put it on Deshaun. It's an easy thing to put it on, well, but we like Kevin, but he's going back to his office. So many of those things line up to then say, well, of course they're going to be much better than people in Cleveland expect them to be. I don't know that makes it true, by the way.
I do like
that. But I think this is the evidence of the Browns doing actually a pretty passable job at putting out their a believable stance on where they're going this year.
I've seen people in the recent 48 hours or so try to give the Browns an uptick. If we're talking about little areas to find the upticks, you kind of hinted at it right there. Like, you're back to Stefanski's offense.
Yep.
And it's like, wait, well, hold on. You're giving them plus grades for that? Like, yep. he's getting credit for that in addition to everything? And it's amazing, the whitewashing of last year and the offense and how that's gone down and how we've maneuvered it. But you got to do those things this type of the year.
Well, and it's doing that. It's the whitewashing while seemingly ignoring the quarterback position. I just think it's interesting. And listen, this is not just a Cleveland-specific thing. Like, I remember the Raiders going into last year, and their quarterback options were Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah.
And I just called it from a mile away. I'm like, that's a top 10 pick quarterback room. That might be bad enough to get you a number one pick. And people were like, hey, we like Antonio Pierce. He took the job. He did this. He did that.
Oh, people also, they convinced themselves. If you look at Gardner Minshew's touchdown to interception ratio, I was part of that group. I'm like, he's got a decent one. Let's see what can happen here, while expecting nothing, obviously.
And so it's just been interesting to kind of watch the discourse with this Browns team, because inevitably, I think in December, what they're going to be making the decision on is okay, if they haven't already, broken glass in case of emergency, all right, who do we go to first? Is it Dillon Gabriel or is it Shedeur Sanders?
Yeah, I think, though, in regards to Albert and how he's looking at this, I think he looked at it from the Joe Flacco point of view, because he just interviewed Joe Flacco. He sat down with Flacco, and I feel like that was a boost of confidence for someone that's been in the NFL for a very long time. And maybe that's where a lot of this, because that was a realistic goal. It wasn't just a if everything breaks right type goal. That was a realistic goal that the Browns would be in the playoffs.
So I'm glad you said that. There's something to be said about the Browns have guys who appear to be adults in the room. I think for a lot of reporters who deal with these folks on a daily basis, that hides any idea of dysfunction or something might be broken here, something might not be what it needs to be. I think just the Browns' professionalism is something that goes in their favor when
for
you
sure.
start addressing, like, well, this team couldn't possibly have the number one pick because X, Y, and Z, and they're just good dudes who are incredibly professional and they don't seem dysfunctional in any sort of way. 216-474-0092. So we put this out on Twitter. Where do you see the Browns in December competing for the playoffs? 8.5% of votes saying that. In a position for the number one pick, 43% of people saying that. And middle of the pack, 48% are saying that. We want to hear from you, especially if you're part of middle of the pack crowd, just kind of defining that for us. But we got quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We've got Keith Law at 3 o'clock. He is concerned about one huge, huge part of the Guardians. We'll get to that. We got Eric Metcalf, Browns legend, coming up at 4:20. We'll talk his thoughts on the Browns and maybe where he sees them in December. The lead coming up at 5, too high, too low, just right, dealing with Donovan Mitchell and something that was bestowed upon him. That's coming up at 6, but also four other Cavaliers. But as we get started here, what's your realistic goal for this team heading into December? What are the Browns going to look like heading into December of this year? And the thing that I'm surprised I'm not hearing more from Browns fans in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. The situation the Browns are in December just really strikes of like, okay, where do you go from there? If you are competing for the playoffs, which could mean you're like the eighth or ninth seed, all right, that's a very specific point. If you're kind of in the middle of the pack, meaning you could be the third pick in the draft, you could be the last playoff spot, we kind of left that open because it is a wide kind of span of where they're going to be and where they could be.
Well, and December, too, I mean, that's the part of the season, like last year, for instance, where they were like, all right, we got to wave the white flag. The final three games are now they now go to DTR, and we're playing for the number one overall spot. Like, there's a lot that hinges on that. I love the fact that we're having the convo, because the fact that we're having the convo means that it's just not, the season is just dead and buried.
Well, and I think it's been interesting. Like, I feel renewed with talking about the Browns. Listen, there were a few professional reasons why last year was hard. All right? I snorted.
You snorted.
All right? Obviously, the show's going through a lot of change, and football season was kind of the epicenter of that. But, I mean, guys, it was really tough to have the Deshaun conversation because there was really never any element to where you could bring levity to it. Because every time you tried to do that, it somehow got even more serious. There's no really joking around about Deshaun because it's just been such a publicized and scrutinized, and Browns fans are so frustrated. And it's funny because I'm back to where, as a Browns fan, that I normally am, which is I think I've got a pretty realistic thought of where they are. I'm not really that angry at them, mm-hmm. right? There's not the well of anger that there was the last two previous years. And I'm kind of excited just to see how it goes, even though I think it's going to go a specific way. And it's been interesting to me. You know, there are certain things like the Shador thing just doesn't tax me at all. I'm very intrigued now that he's a fifth round pick. I think it's really exciting. I think it's really cool. I don't give him a lot of chance to do it, but hell, let's go see. Even Dylan Gabriel,
There's low stakes attached to each one of these players that you're bringing up too. It's kind of nice.
And I think I do think there are pressures on the Browns. I think there's pressures on Stefanski and there's pressures on Andrew Berry. There's pressures on the organization. They are also trying to build a new stadium and get public support for that down yonder in Brook Park. And so much of that relies on, is the team any good? So there is pressure on the Browns, but the kind of pressure that there used to be with whether it was the Baker Wars into Deshaun and everything that came into Deshaun's failure.
Yeah.
That's gone. And I'm so relieved. I'm enjoying our Browns conversations so much more this time of year than
So that's interesting.
Than I did last year or the year before, certainly.
Well, and I'm jazzed up about all this. I got excited by the idea that next week we're going to have three different sessions that the media can watch and we can go through the throws and what happened and didn't happen. But the Baker side of that, so we did. We got in the mud with it with the Baker Wars and everyone had their side. And then Deshaun Watson brought a whole other thing into the equation. Shador is doing that a little bit, but it's just not to the same degree. Because if you just think Shador stinks, the Shador supporters aren't going to turn around and yell at you and say you're wrong because you got no leg to stand on right now. Meanwhile, on the other side of it, you can just always revert back to, he's a fifth round pick. Don't take it so serious.
And can I just say, I do think the Miles thing is the one thing right now that I think is irritating me to a point that I will yell about the Cleveland Browns. Other than that, which is just this dance, and it's really about the dance between Miles and the Browns, and it's kind of a phony off. He needs to be a better leader, but now we're not going to focus on that. Now we're not going to hold him accountable in public and this kind of stuff.
Wait, are you mad at the Browns or are you mad at Miles?
Yes, I'm irritated by both parties.
When he shows up next week, obviously you'll be at the cabin.
I'm going to be so happy.
You're going to be gone. Would there be anything he would be able to say that would be able to alleviate your anger?
No. I need a long term of Miles.
Give you a fun recap of Japanese anime con?
Now that might be the thing that gets me right back in there. I'd be like, you know what? Now I get it. Now I get why he didn't want to be at voluntary OTAs and be the leader.
He's like, you don't understand. They had a special edition Charizard.
And I'd be like, oh, Charizard, man. He's the GOAT, right? What are you going to do?
I have no idea.
Is that your only frame of reference for anime?
That's all I got. Is that Mac, even considered anime?
Mac, what would be something? Because Mac is the anime? Leading anime correspondent on the show. What would be a anime thing that Miles could say that would blow our minds next week?
That he got footage for season 3 of Solo Leveling.
Worth it.
You want to talk about clout in this town? It's a season 3 of, is it
a
Solo
preview?
Leveling?
A preview?
Solo.
Solo? What is
you're
it?
You're Miles Garrett.
Solo Leveling.
Solo Leveling.
Why can't you just get an actual preview of the whole entire series or movie, whatever this is?
That's true. That would take it one level farther if you saw all of season 3, a preview.
They say that some actors and actresses, as long as they do the screening in their house, they get advanced access to a lot of the movies that come out. Why can't he have that same access?
I bet you he does.
Right?
I mean, he went to Japan during Anime Con.
Probably why he went.
I mean, he's basically I have no comp for it. I was going to be he's McConaughey for Texas football. And no, it's not even close. I have no reference of anime, but I'm sure it was great. I'm sure it was Rokugan. Isn't that a thing that you do? Isn't that a thing?
Roku?
I have no idea.
We're just going to say all the things we think we know. Hey, think Dragon Ball Z. How about that?
Yeah. What's another name that I could drop in the anime?
Goku. Goku was one of them.
That's what I was saying. That's where I was trying to go.
Oh, yeah. Roku was the Roku Fire Stick. Yeah.
I mean, I had one of the sounds necessary.
Yeah,
had one of the three sounds. All right, Mac, if I want to talk up Miles, build this bridge to friendship back with Miles again, what anime nonsense should I talk to him?
You can definitely ask him about One Piece.
One Piece?
Yes.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like a bathing suit?
That the name of the anime is One Piece.
Okay, what's it about? Is it about One Piece?
Yeah, what's One Piece's specialty?
Yeah.
Like Goku's got the hair.
Yeah.
You remember the hair. What is One Piece's thing?
So
the Merkin.
One Piece is all about a group of pirates, basically.
Oh.
And trying to be the king of the pirates.
Oh.
No, this is making me angry. As we discuss this, I'm like, Miles went for a bunch of pirates. He went to play fictional pirates, these things. What are we doing here?
Let me ask you, why is it called One Piece?
Enjoy your hobby.
Because the One Piece is the top treasure that every pirate is trying to get to.
All right. Now, the more you know. Yeah. You guys are all welcome for that free education and the tutorial that we just put on anime.
Think they get disappointed? They're like, oh, there's only One Piece.
No, that's
we searched this whole treasure. There's
analysis.
only One Piece.
That's my punishment of people who yelled at me and said that I was naive for getting annoyed at Miles for going to anime con instead of showing up as a leader for his teammates. That was my revenge. You just got a full breakdown multiple anime cartoons.
I'd love to have you here, obviously, but it might be good the cabin trip is on the same week that Miles comes back and speaks glowingly to the media.
I might just do like a full deep anime dive.
Might be good.
And just come out and mock him in anime terms.
You're going to study anime enough to a point so then you can actually mock him to his face.
Yes. Yes.
It's the only type of work that we do. It's like if I can find some way to turn it on you and to make it about yourself, we'll do that.
But I do think it's interesting. Like, I think the Browns, outside of my annoyance of Miles right now, I think the Browns are just inherently more likable. That's why I just don't think it makes... That's the biggest thing of why I just wouldn't say
June
anything.
June 5th, yes.
Well, not just that. I mean, Joe Flacco.
When you're always going to be more likable, and if your starting point is for the past 3 years we had Deshaun Watson on the team, like you are instantly going to be more likable.
I don't think. By the way, I think that's in some of the glow up that Albert put out there when we played that sound from Albert with us on Tuesday, where he said realistically, he expects the Browns to be competing for the playoffs in December
as a realistic goal.
Yeah. Like I think that's because he's like, well, they don't have that guy hanging around. That guy was such a problem. So like. Yeah, I think that's
we're kind of entering Cavs territory in a sense. What I mean by that is during the regular season, everyone just talked about how much fun this Cavs team is. You know, like because
like
the players,
I told you, the best 3-14 team in the NFL year.
No. You said the most competitive 3-14.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
You said not even the most. You said a competitive 3-14 team.
I argued
you cannot be a competitive 3-14. It doesn't exist.
They're not going to have a positive diff because apparently that's never happened.
Yeah,
but
we did the research on that.
It's going to be like -20, and you'll be like, "How are you 3-14 and -20?" And I'll be like, "It's just the diff. That's just how competitive they were."
I don't hate it. I enjoy it. I enjoy the fact that as we've inched closer and closer and we've gotten to see them, like even yesterday, Judkins and some of the cuts he was making, like they do give you reasons. But this is part of my problem, though, is that every NFL team, if you isolate it out, will give you enough reasons to get excited.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I think something you and I've talked about quite a bit is there's no 2017 Cleveland Browns in the NFL right now. There's no whatever 3-year stretch the Dolphins had where they were obviously tanking as well just after the Browns tanking. That doesn't really exist right now in the NFL. And so that probably hurts the Browns' chances of being in kind of a very a league with a lot of parity even at the bottom. But, like, guys, so much of this is just, it's been really hard to talk about, think about, enjoy the Cleveland Browns. It's been a grind. All right? It's just been I don't feel that grind right now. Like yesterday we talked about Shador for 2 hours and we had some really fun creative angles, but like,
which is funny because when we got in our meeting today and we threw out some more Shador angles that we'll get to later on today, I in my mind I was like, we barely even talked about Shador yesterday.
Funny.
It was 2 hours. I was like, we barely talked about him.
Meanwhile, I was like, you know, I think we can give the kid a rest for today unless we have like a new angle on it.
In my mind, I'm like, I think we barely got to touch the surface.
But like you asked the question in the pre-show, has this offseason been a breath of fresh air for Browns fans?
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot speak for everyone because judging on social media, there are people who are still in the nasty negative zone of where we were last year.
And they'll be there until they actually win a lot of games. For some people, that's just where they reside.
But like, and listen, and some of that's just, this is what happens when you make that trade and it doesn't work out. Well, that series of trade, including Baker going elsewhere and then eventually having success. But like for me, like I am just excited. Like, guys, I don't want to say I don't care if the Browns win 3 games versus 10 games because I do care. But I'm excited to see what Judkins can do. And not just Judkins, but Sampson. And I'm excited to see what the kids.
Bannon and all these guys.
Like, even like DeWand and Zach Zinter. Like, can they take over spots in the O-line if there's an injury specific to Zinter? Can you like, can we all rally around the idea of the youth of this team? Because that's what I'm hopeful for. That's what brings me like that perma hope that we have where we talk brown and orange colored glasses.
Yeah. How do they replace JOK? Now, I will say there is a chance that around week 7 or week 8, if the quarterback situation just goes complete downhill, you always have a re-energizing moment, though, because there'll just be another quarterback waiting in the wings. So there'll be something to get us charged up a little bit. But yeah, there's a chance week 7 or week 8 where just we hit apathy and it's just not nearly as much fun as we thought it was going to be. But for right now, it seems like a lot of fun.
Robert sending in that there actually was a Roku anime. Yeah. So I don't know if you saw that in your Twitter there.
No, I must have missed that. Did the Fire Stick, did the Roku Stick, did they steal that off of the anime?
I don't know if he had a Fire Stick, but you know, we hope he did.
What came first?
I think Roku.
The Roku stick or the Roku, because it sounds like Goku, they just went with it.
Anime. Yeah, I think so. The Roku.
Well, I mean, hopefully they pay for that then.
I don't care. Either way. By the way, the update here, where do you see the Browns in December? Competing for the playoffs, in position for the number one pick and middle of the pack. Middle of the pack now at almost 50% there, having eaten into in position for number one pick. Which is now down to about 42%. So you guys can vote there. I just think the question is, like, as a Browns fan, I feel set free from a fair amount of the things that were just driving me crazy and making it hard to be a Browns fan the past couple years. Has this offseason been a breath of fresh air for you as a fan? And robots, baseball, let's get it in quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's quick hits.
We got robots here as the Major League Baseball will propose automated ball strike challenge system for 2026, according to Commissioner Rob Manfred. Now, if approved, and I believe there's an 11-man committee that has to approve it. Commissioner Manfred believes he's got the votes for it, but human umpires would still make the vast majority of ball strike calls, but other teams, teams would be able to start each game with two challenges to the umpire's opinion. How big of a difference will this make?
It'll be substantial. The fact that you get to, you know, do some. I wish it was an all or nothing enterprise, right? Either give us all the balls and strikes automated, or give us none of them. Because what makes the human element appealing to me is the idea that you can have someone call a strike that is just outside the strike zone, but that's what they decided to call on that day, and they consistently call it for both sides the entire game. Well, if you get to challenge it twice, well, then that you just take away any chance the ump has to call a consistent game. You just call it. And so, like, so
in fairness, there's no chance an ump's going to call a close game anyways, or a tight game anyways, right?
No, a consistent game. We've seen it all the time where umps, they'll have it. Maybe they set it up. It's a little bit wider of a strike zone for whatever reason on that given day, and they're given the outside corner because they started giving it in the first inning, and it's a pitch that you can go to, and it'll be there, right? And that part of the game just kind of gets taken away from me.
I just think that's the biggest problem with umpires. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a 1-2 count or a 3-2 count or a 3-0 count. A strike is a strike. And I think that's where you and I are all in on an all or nothing. I get we don't want to take away jobs, and I get that umpires have
other
features. My thing is, I don't think two challenges a game is enough. I think because people don't understand, this isn't like the regular challenge. It's instant. It's you call for a challenge. The ump goes down, usually has a device in, and the device says whether it was called a ball or a strike.
Well, and the player has to do it as well, too.
Yes.
And so that brings another strategy in play. It's like if you know your player is the seventh hitter and he's got a quick trigger to constantly challenging, and it's like, all right, you don't get to challenge anymore. Little things like that. But the strategy attached to it could be interesting.
But I think it should be
use it in the right spot, to use it in the wrong spot.
I think you should get at least one per your team's batting per inning. And
one per inning.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, I think both teams should get one per side of the inning.
See, but
like
at that point, then we're just making it so the umps don't feel bad their job got taken away.
Yep.
Like, let's just make it automated across the board then.
Yeah, yeah. Two challenges in, was it 54 outs is not enough. I mean, you're still going to end up with a lot of bad calls that stand because of, you know, strategically.
You get your challenge back if you win your challenge.
No, that's fair, but I still think.
So in theory, it's like the NFL. Some ways you can have limitless, as long as they keep messing up.
Well, still don't love that.
It's two wrong ones is where you then end up losing it for the rest.
I don't think
of the
it's
game.
Enough. I think you should get a wrong one every inning. I think
the problem is it's gonna take a lot of time at this
point.
Really
doesn't.
Well, we watched it in spring training, and like it was fine the two times a game that it appeared. But if we have a call or two an inning, like this is, baseball just did such a good job speeding up the game. I don't want to slow it down.
It's pretty instantaneous. I don't think it's gonna be. But again, I think two challenges. I don't think it's gonna change the game enough.
All right, the White Sox have announced they've entered into a long-term investment agreement with billionaire Justin Ishbia. That's the brother of the Suns owner. The agreement provides that 2029 to 2033, Jerry Reinsdorf's going to have the option to sell the controlling interest to Ishbia, and then there's some little things that happen after that. But it seems like the wheels are in motion for the White Sox to sell their, or at least Reinsdorf, to sell his piece of the White Sox.
Yeah, we really need a salary cap before this happens, because if baseball economics are still as trash as they are, that team should run this division. The Twins aren't going to spend as much. The Royals can't spend as much. Not even the Tigers, who Ilitch is just the Ilitch family's just cheap ass owners. The Tigers theoretically could, but won't.
I mean, Ilitch is dying. That's why they're spending money now.
But like the simplest thing is, I really think this could be huge and potentially cataclysmic for the three small market teams here in this division, because
Ishbia is going to do what I always thought Mark Cuban would do if he owned a team. It's just let's just spend as much as like drunken sailors.
I mean, let's be 100% clear here. The biggest issue has not been the White Sox spending payroll on the everyday lineup. They've done that periodically with Reinsdorf. It's always been the gap where they've completely lost it is player development and drafting and analytics, quite frankly. And so that's the easiest thing to fix. You walk in, that's not even the most costly thing. Like, that's a fairly cost-efficient transaction that you can have. And if they get player development, which imagine putting like a Chris Antonetti into that system with like the proper funds. Oh, and now they can retain a Garrett Crochet. Now they can retain their best players. I think that could be very, very substantial for the Guardians.
It's going to stink.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Interesting is how many years these transitions take, though. We're seeing it here even with Blitzer and the Guardians, and now with this Ishbia setup, like we're not going to be impacted by this for potentially a whole another decade almost.
It's basically because they're trying to wait for Jerry to own the team as long as he possibly can. And so this is set up for he might die in this range.
I know, but it does give the fans, kind of similar to here, it gives you almost like a false sense of hope. You're like, yeah. I can't even complain about them not spending because we're having this transition of power and it's coming right down the line. It's like, well, when's it coming? In the case of Ishbia, it could be 9 years from now.
The difference is, here, I think it's a bit of a pipe dream that Blitzer and Kolek are going to come in and just spend money willy-nilly. I like in Chicago, okay, yeah, there's enough revenue there. Chicago's a big-ass town. There's enough revenue there. Plus, they get a new stadium. Plus, they get this, that, and the other. You can make that a bit of a cash cow. I just don't think there's a way to make the Guardians a cash cow.
What I like about a guy like Ishbia, though, is he doesn't care if it's a cash cow or not.
Oh, that's the other part of this.
That's what makes him dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. Omaha! NBA commish Adam Silver, a.k.a. Slenderman, went on Fox Sports 1 and was asked about, it was Breakfast Ball, was asked about the small markets playing in the NBA Finals.
I like what Wyman calls that show.
What's that?
Lateral Hazard.
Leading to this analogy.
It's one thing I really admire about the NFL. I mean, if we were going into a Super Bowl and it was Packers against Steelers, you guys would be celebrating that. Nobody would, those would be storied franchises. People wouldn't be talking about, you know, the fact that Pittsburgh is a small market. So we, in fact, you know, I'm happy whatever team ends up in the finals, but it's been intentional from our standpoint to create a system, a collective bargaining agreement that allows more teams to compete. And people are accustomed to tuning into the finals because it's the two teams that deserve to be right there, and it's the best basketball.
Like or dislike the analogy of a Green Bay-Pittsburgh Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, the NFL doesn't care. If it's Green Bay-Pittsburgh, the NFL loves it. Green Bay Pittsburgh still two storied franchises. Yep. Like the NFL doesn't lose in any. There's no two. Is there any two teams the NFL could throw out there where we'd actually see a dip in Super Bowl TV viewership?
The Houston Texans.
That's market number four right now. Four or five. That's a big market.
Let's see.
Houston in like 4 years is projected to be higher than in Texas. They don't care about football.
Houston. Yeah, Houston's not. Not for the Texans.
We're talking worst markets that you could possibly think of. I'm thinking like Jacksonville. You want to throw them in the mix?
Jacksonville's a really good one, yeah.
Because I do think there are markets that people just do not care about relative to, obviously, some of the bigger names. But they're still going to – you're getting 100 million people to tune in regardless.
So is this Jacksonville versus New Orleans? Jacksonville versus Atlanta? That's a big market, but absolutely nobody cares about the Atlanta Falcons in that market.
See, but that's the cool thing about what the NFL has done, though, is it's not even so market-dependent. Like, it just isn't.
Yeah.
We've just made it such a thing where everyone watches regardless.
Because all the small market teams have been in the NFL for 100 years.
Yeah.
Okay, 100
it's,
years.
It's just, it just doesn't. Well, actually, we're getting close there for, started in, 1920?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're there. But, like, even either way, the point is that the NFL will never have this issue. They are market-proof. Omaha! Ryan Day has come out and spoke, and he says the Big Ten deserves four AQ spots, automatic qualifiers when it comes to the college football playoff. What I find interesting about this, Nick, isn't that necessarily everyone's debating the amount of spots that the Big Ten should receive and the SEC receives and all the conferences. I love the idea that guys like Ryan Day and some of these head coaches are just bypassing any sort of argument from whether or not we should actually be moving from 12 to 16. In this, they accept that we go to 16, and then they start with their bidding war for how many AQ spots they get.
I just think the SEC and the Big Ten are no longer acting like a partner. They're acting like a industry leader, and they're acting like, yeah, we don't really need you, ACC, Pac-7, and Big 12, or any of the group of five or group of six schools. Like, that's what's... And by the way, it's a little disconcerting. They've got sharp elbows, and I mean, Greg Sankey's just throwing out wild proposal after wild proposal because no one's going to check him on it. Yeah. NCAA's not going to check him on it. Other conferences, I mean, even, like, honestly, this is as close as the Big Ten and SEC have been because they just realize we can't destroy each other. We got so many other people to take money from right now. We don't have to worry about you as my main competition.
Well, and so now should be the spot where each one of them say, we get four AQ spots, everybody else, you get two, and then the rest is just you fight until you get in. I mean, it's not a bad idea on either one of their behalfs. I just find it interesting that everyone's accepted we're going 12 to 16, and now that's not even a conversation.
I just think what it is... All right, so it's going to be really interesting when the SEC grant of rights come up in about, and I know it's supposed to be 2035. I actually think I don't know that it's firm at 2035. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens because I think that's where all of a sudden the Big Ten and SEC, having stolen as much money as they can from the inferior schools, all of a sudden get into a bidding war for those schools. I think it's going to be really interesting, though. All right, final one here. Real quick, the National Restaurant Association says 6 out of 10 Gen Z and millennials use takeout or drive-through at least once weekly. Is that too high, too low, or just right?
Too low. Like I am on the low side of takeout or even fast food consumption at this point, but like I got to be maybe 2 or 3 times a week, right?
So
somewhere around there.
I think the 4 out of 10 are people who just can't damn afford it.
Like that might be.
That's where I think.
Fast food's expensive. My tips to everyone there is just get on the apps. You get much cheaper food on the apps.
So here's the thing. You're correct. So if it's just for me, it's not a big deal. Just for me and Vanessa, not a big deal. You put in three kids and, dude, Go fast food. That ain't $50.
Yeah, Lisa started ordering the kids off the kids meal for Charlotte.
Yep.
And I'm realizing how expensive these bills are, and I'm trying to tell her like, just no, she'll just eat some of our food still.
Just wait. Like,
now, some of the kids meals, they're good too, but I end up eating all of it because she doesn't eat. Charlotte eats barely any of it
because Olivia's 5'11" and it's apparent she's not 11. She's no longer in the kid menu. I did not think. Like, the difference between the kid menu and the adult menu. I didn't think that I was going to start feeling that every time we go. I'm like, why the hell is it $10, $15 more expensive?
Shout out restaurants, though. The kids menu, pretty good serving size.
And not just good serving size, pretty affordable. And I'm like,
it's still added on, though. That's the problem. It's still added on.
Given that the twins are like 5'3", I got like one or two more years living on the kid menu, and then I'm just never going to a restaurant again until I don't know, Olivia writes her first J.K. Rowling's-esque series, and all of a sudden I'm living off her money. It's going to happen, and I can't wait for it.
There you go.
Talented kid, that Olivia Wilson. All right, Keith Law, baseball writer for The Athletic. He's down on one of the biggest parts of the Guardians' future. We'll ask him about Travis Bezzana and why he's down on him in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.